Zach Jones, give us a recap.
Right before we hit the halftime there, we talked about the time of possession. Well, let's look at the yards of possession here. So let's hit the quick one. Edmund North, they didn't get a lot done on the air, nor did they do it on the ground. They had 15 yards on the ground, in the air, actually, and negative two through the air. So 13 total yards in the first half is all they had. So negative 2 yards rushing, 15 through the air.
And two turnovers, right?
And two TOs, that's right. Two big turnovers. Then on the other side of the ball, Davenport was 6 for 11 for 163 yards and did throw his second pick of the season. And then Shamari Brooks is 93 yards on 12 carries and two touchdowns. And Boone has one touchdown and one carry. So just as good as they could do on the ground down on the other side of the ball. C.J. Moore has two catches for two touchdowns. A.K. Wilson has a touch and a touchdown. So 163 yards through the air, 93 on the ground. That puts the Union Redskins at 256 yards of offense and the Huskies at 13.
Davenport counting for three touchdown passes. And again, Brooks scored two touchdowns. Boone had the one long touchdown run. And Wilson had a touchdown reception. Moore had two. So the Redskins with a 41-0 lead. They will be kicking off. Remember, Edmund North won the toss and deferred to this second half. So the Huskies will take it to start the second half.
Some of the scores around the state before we get started the second half. At halftime, looks like some of the close ones we can talk about, 28 to nothing over Moore, Southmore. Jinx 21-0 over Norman. And let's see, Broken Arrow 14-9 over UConn. So that's kind of where it's sitting this evening. Bixby still up 42-21 over Westmore.
Noah Rauschenberg ready to kick off for the Redskins. Two men deep. Randolph and Brown for Edmund North. And we're underway for the second half here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Again, they try the reverse. This time they hand it off to the second man coming around. He's at the 10-yard line, going to be bottled up and thrown down there. That was Antonio Brown who took the handoff from Carter Randolph, and that went nowhere. So Union has just well scouted out this double reverse return on kickoffs here. Devontae Armstead made the tackle for Union. We're going to see a lot of reserves. So get ready to use that roster here to start the second half.
We're running it double big this evening.
See who the Huskies sent out at quarterback. Ben McNaught had started. He was replaced by Anthony Belton for a couple of series in the second half. They're going to bring McNaught out again to start the second half of play. Have his starting tailback, Alex Smith, the backfield behind him, along with the fullback, Blake Minnick. Minnick off to his left. Alex Smith right behind him, turns, hands off to Alex Smith. Smith tries the middle of the defense, gets a little hole there at the 10-yard line, or pumped to 13 and pushed back there. Asa Carter had a big sack earlier, made the tackle on the play. Gain of about three, be second down and seven.
Not a whole lot moving still on the inside of that line of scrimmage. They did pick up a little bit more than what they're used to picking up on first down. That's going to make that second down a lot easier. But so one thing that's not going to help them out is their number one running back is going out of the game. So Smith is hobbling out of the game. I don't know if that's an ankle or maybe a cramp, but he's off the game. Off line scrimmage.
Replaced by Logan Laughlin. He's behind the quarterback. Ben McNaughton takes the snap, fakes the handoff, now throws outside to Laughlin. Laughlin at the 15-yard line, tries to get away from Redskin, but can't. He's thrown down at the 17. Be third down about five. Nice defensive play by the outside linebacker. Senior Mitchell Lewis came into this game with 12 tackles and a fumble recovery on the season so far.
Well, good job there of the Huskies. Again, extending the pocket, making the play wider, and making Union Redskins use their speed. They get outside there, pick up a couple more yards, and now they got a shorter third down.
Laughlin behind the quarterback, McNaughton. This is a third down and three. They need to get to the 20 for a first down, just over the 20-yard line. Hand off the middle, it goes close to the 20. Can he make it? Being pushed, the line pushing him forward. I think he got it. Blake Minnick, the fullback, with some help from his offensive line, that pushed him along. Darius Thornton finally made the stop, but not before. The Huskies get a first down on their first drive of the second half.
Pick up the first down and have a Nathaniel Rapers also in there on the tackle. So a name we haven't said for a while. Good job there of stepping up and making a hit.
Huskies at their own 22 with a first down. They trail 41-0, just underway here in the second half in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on a beautiful fall evening, officially fall on Thursday. Here's the snap off the right side, goes Laughlin. Laughlin is going to be gang tackled as he gets to the 25-yard line for just a pickup of 3 yards on the play. Second and seven. Mitchell Lewis again, the outside linebacker, leading the way.
Good hustle there by the linebacker core to get outside. Not that Laughlin didn't get to the corner, and they do. They cut him off, and he turns upfield just for a short yardage. So any of the young players there, is you never want to get a guy, let him get to the corner on the outside shoulder. After that happens, there's nothing besides grass and a couple guys that don't like to tackle out there, those cornerbacks, to stop a guy.
From their own 25-yard line with a second down and eight. McDonald, two in the backfield, has a man in motion. Fakes the motion man, hands the tail back, and he's going to be swarmed under for a loss on the play back at the 20-yard line. Again, Nathaniel Raper, 5'9", 195-pound junior, tackling Logan Laughlin in the backfield for a loss of three on the play. It'll be third down now, third and 11 for the Huskies. They'll need to reach their own 33 for a first down.
Well, it doesn't look like they're trying to get outside too awful hard, but Nathaniel goes up inside on that time, takes on the defender, and also makes the tackle. So good job of just being big in the middle and making a tackle there for nothing.
From their own 22-yard line, needing 11 on third down. McNaughton, the quarterback, two men in the backfield with him. Goes back to pass, looks to the left side, now trying to get away, and he's swarmed under back at the 10-yard line. Big rush by the Redskins, led by Jordan Kelly, the 6'4", 300-pound junior nose guard, and he flattened Ben McNaughton way back at the 13-yard line. That's where they're going to officially mark it. They pushed him all the way back inside the 10, actually, but they're going to mark it at the 13. Fourth down, another long fourth down. Logan Young is back about 3 yards deep in his own end zone. Ready to return, Landon Woods standing at the Edmund 35. Low snap again, picks it up on the short hop. Nice boot this time, high kick, fair catch called for and taken by Landon Woods at the Edmund 42-yard line. They're going to mark it. At the 42, Union will take over there. First and 10, we'll take a break here. Redskins football leading 41-0 over Edmund North.
I had a dream to take every fifth grade student in Pryor School District to the Oklahoma City Science Museum.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school.
Instead of just buying stuff, you're helping people.
Thanks for swiping.
Thanks, TTCU.
Thank you.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service.
Affordable financing and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet. Online at classicchevrolet.net.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Round of applause from the Union fans as a injured player, Braden Duncan, have been down during that timeout break there for the Edmund North Huskies. Flanker is now walking off under his own power there. Good news. And Union will take over at the Edmund North 42 after the punt. It'll be first down and 10. And the starters are still in there. The back release, Davenport is in there. Shamari Brooks is to his left. One receiver left, three to the right. Throw is to, now check it, it's going to be Courtney Holmes. Courtney Holmes takes the catch, 40, 35. Dodge the man 30, 25, down the sideline 20, 15, 10, and thrown down around the 7-yard line. Courtney Holmes explodes after a quick pass in the backfield taken from Grady Davenport. 5'10", 185-pound senior down that right sideline, spun out of bounds after a 36-yard gain. Eventually, they'll mark it at the 7. Hunter Richard saved the touchdown for Edmund North, but it's first and goal to goal for Union at the 7. Whistles sound before Holmes can take the handoff.
They're going to get a receiver on the outside. Let's say full start. I'll tell you, on that last play, Courtney Holmes made something out of nothing.
Ooh, exploded down the sideline.
The ball was behind him when he caught it. and he almost fell down. And then Kyrie's out there making another block downfield. And, man, he lit the rocket on that one. Fired it up.
Move it back five with the illegal procedure penalty. That marks it at the Edmond North 12-yard line. Courtney Holmes in the backfield with quarterback Grady Davenport. The big tight end, Lawrence Harris, also in there. Hand off and slipping and falling down as Courtney Holmes. He had a big hole on the left side, but he stumbled after taking the handoff from Davenport and falls forward just a couple of yards.
I don't know if he got too excited on that one and wanted to get in the end zone because he could see it or what, but he got a little out over his toes on that one, over the tips of his skis, and just couldn't keep up.
Actually lost a yard. He said his knee was down at the 13. So second. It's still goal to go, but now from the 13-yard line. Davenport pumps. He can't find anybody. Rolls to his right side. Now down inside the 10-yard line and pushed out of bounds around the 8-yard line. Maybe the original line of scrimmage, the 7. DeMarge Kane, nice job of pushing him out of bounds there.
It looked like they were going to that design run. They looked like the receivers were outside blocking, not looking for the catch. And so they faked the run, and Davenport just didn't have anywhere to go with it.
That brings up third, goal to goal from the Edmond North 8-yard line. Union looking to add to their 41-0 lead, a third and goal from the 8. Courtney Holmes, the backfield to the right of Davenport. Davenport takes it, lobs it high into the corner of the end zone, but overthrows the intended receiver there, Kyrie Richardson, incomplete. It'll be fourth down. Here comes the field goal team on for the Redskins. DeMarie Kane was back there defensively, their left cornerback, but the ball overthrown in the right corner of the south end zone.
Look at that, try to go for a double move down there in the corner, and Davenport just didn't put enough air on it for Kyrie to go get it. Kyrie's been had maybe a little sluggish legs. He's been blocking all night so well downfield, had to get up out of the bucket.
Ball spot the 15-yard line. It's going to be a 25-yard field goal. They're at the hash mark on the right side. The kick is up by Rauschenberg, and the kick is good. 25-yard field goal by the sophomore Noah Rauschenberg. He's now 3 of 5 on the season on field goals. And Union adds to their lead. Redskins 44, Edmond North nothing. This is Redskins football on KRMG 102.3 740 Tulsa.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FM, Sand Springs, KRMG-Tulsa. This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Noah Rosterberg just hit on the 25-yard field goal. He's now ready to kick off for Union. And the ball is underway. Again, the two people deep inside the 5-yard line, but they're going to let it go into the end zone. Kicking against the slight breeze. This time, Rosterberg puts it across the goal line. And Edmond North will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. We'll tell you that next week, Union Redskins will be on the road at Owosso to take on the Rams nearby. Rick Coy, your voice of the Redskins, will be back to call that game for you. The next home game on the schedule will be the start of October, October 7th, when Moore comes to Union Tuttle Stadium. So next Friday night at Owosso, then in 2 weeks from tonight, here against Moore High School.
Well, let's recap that quick scoring drive. After some sluggish start to the Huskies offense there out of the second half, they punt and make a short punt to the 42-yard line where the Union Redskins take over. And five plays in a minute 33, they pick up actually 34 yards. And Rauschenberg makes a field goal there for 34-yard field goal.
25 yards.
Well, this says 34. I'm going to have to change that old stat.
25-yard field goal by Rauschenberg. It's 2-yard gain by Antonio Brown on a first down for Edmund North. They're now on a 2nd and 8. They're at their own 22-yard line. Brown and Minnick in the backfield with McNaughton the quarterback. Hands off to Antonio Brown off the right side. 25, spun down at the 27-yard line. Had a hole on the right side, but quickly grabbed and spun down there in the secondary. Nice tackle made by Raphael Williams, the 6-foot, 185-pound senior.
Union gives up about the most they've given up on the first two downs this evening. This is what they had the first drive last series, and gave up their first down of the second half. And here they are in a third and short again.
Third and 3 at the 27, trying to get to the 30 for a first down to keep their drive going. Edmund North trailing Tulsa Union 44-0. Tony Brown in the backfield. Adams going to throw on the right side. Takes the throw now, throws it, and it's caught for a first down at the 31-yard line. Nice pitch and catch there. Double pump by the quarterback, Ben McNaughton, where he was able to release it and let it go there.
Well, they do just enough there, pick up the first down. And in a game like this, you ask what they need to do. And, Chris, this is what they need to do, is pick up a couple first downs. Move the chains a little bit, draw off the clock, and really just put some things on the board.
Logan Taylor made the reception there. Junior split in. He's split to the left side now. Two receivers left, one to the right. Turn, handoff goes. Backfield across the 30, the 32-yard line. And boy, knocked down, pushed back there was Antonio Brown. He got knocked back about 2 yards. See the old market here. That was Trey Thompson, the reserve linebacker of Union. Redskins now using a number of reserves on their defensive group here, leading 44-0 here as we're counting down with 4:24 left. We thought they might have a continuous clock running, which is if both coaches agree to that, they can do that if a game's out of hand for whatever reason, but they decided to play this one out. Good for Coach Berger. Let the kids play some here. Split left, two to the right, two in the backfield. Behind the quarterback of Naughton, he looks to the right side, throws. It's high and incomplete. Tended out there at the 30-yard line for Blake Minnick, his fullback, but a little high. Incomplete. It'll be now a third down and long, 3rd and 10.
Yeah, didn't pick up any yards there in first or second down. And these are the situations they just haven't done well with in the first half, and they've got to make a change to just at least pick up a couple yards on the first and second down to make it an easier attempt.
Trey Thompson again defensively there for Union.
This is when those Redskins just pin their ears back and just attack and just meet them up on the quarterback.
Third down and 10. They got to get to the 42 for a first down. Down fakes the handoff, throws downfield, and way behind his intended receiver there, Rajah Fisher, incomplete. So it's fourth and punt time again for the Huskies. They'll be punting inside their own 30-yard line.
The offense has had plenty of tries to get something moving, and when it's been disrupted by the timing of the defensive line and the linebackers, and you just keep getting hit, this is bound to happen when the receiver and the quarterback just aren't on the same page.
Logan Young takes a high snap this time. Nice high kick. Union's going to let it bounce, and hits and rolls inside the 35 down to the 32-yard line as Landon Woods let the ball hit and roll on him there instead of making the catch. We've blown dead at the Redskins' 31-yard line with 3:44 left to play in this third quarter. It's Union 44, Edmund North nothing. This is Redskins football on KRMG Tulsa.
I had a dream to take every fifth-grade student in Pryor School District to the Oklahoma City Science Museum.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school.
Instead of just buying stuff, you're helping people.
Thanks for swiping. Thanks, TTCU.
Thank you.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770. When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Union High School leading Edmond North 44-0. 3:44 left in the third quarter. Redskins have the football after the Huskies punt. First and 10, Union at their 31-yard line. Starting quarterback, senior Grady Davenport, still in the game. Turns and hands off to Darius Boone. Boone breaks the tackle, splits out to the right side. 40, 45, 50, 45. Cut to his left at the 35, at the 30. It's a foot race, 25, 20. They're not going to catch him. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Darius Boone. The 5'11", 185-pound sophomore is becoming a star here tonight, Zach. Another big run. This one, 69 yards.
I'll tell you, the first one is 47, this one is 69. That puts him up in the books over 100 tonight. And he came into the season with 18 yards, into this game with 18 yards. And that makes it true. Darius is going to be Darius Boom. That is magic. He's got some power. And there he turns it over and had a whole bunch of speed.
See why Coach Frederick says he is, really a college-level running back, D1. He looks like it already as a sophomore at 5'11", 185. He's going to grow some. Kick up by Rauschenberg, the kick is good. And the Union Redskins have hang half a hundred on Edmond North now at Union 51. The Huskies nothing with 3:30 left in this third quarter. We'll keep it right here. Union High School head football coach Kirk Frederick is in his 10th season. It's an amazing stat here, Zach. His career record at Union is 1 win and 15 losses. Now 10 of those 15 losses to Jinx. 4 came in state championship games. 10 of those losses, again, to Jinx. It was 15 total. Of course, Coach Frederick had put together 4 straight state titles from 2008 to 2011. They're hoping to get back to the gold ball game late this season here. All right, Doc Livens, what do you have?
Well, I have Wade Witcher, who is a young man who is on the TP crew, and his dad, Joy Witcher, is one of the football coaches. Wade is a national merit finalist, 1 of 7 at Union, and I wanted to congratulate him. And, Wade, that is some kind of an accomplishment.
Yes, sir. I'm very blessed to have gotten that, very blessed to go to Union and have the support I have.
Going
to
be an OSU Cowboy?
I really hope so, sir. I'm looking at it very hard. That's where I see myself next year.
All right. Thank you a lot, guys.
Thank you, Doc. Congratulations to that fine young man there. By the way, we should make a note that Edmond North won the high school academic 6A title last year. So good, smart kids there at Edmond North. Rauschenberg to kick off. Fisher and Brown deep for Edmond. Rauschenberg boots it away. Taken by Fisher, no reverse this time. He keeps it himself up to 15, across the 20, 25-yard line. Breaks a tackle to the right side, goes across the 30. That's the best return they've had of the night. None of that fancy reverse stuff. They just went straight up the field. J.T. McLeod, reserve cornerback for Union, made the tackle on the play.
Good job there, just being surgical. Elijah was just kind of right and left and finding holes, really created a lot of that himself and did a wonderful job of just getting upfield. That reverse just wasn't working, though. Oftentimes they were down inside the 15.
One of the best starting positions for the Huskies so far tonight at their own 30-yard line.
We can recap this last scoring drive real quick. It was 69 yards, one play by Darius, Darius the Boom, taking his next one up 51-0, Redskins.
Laughlin Minnick with the quarterback with Dutton. Redon takes it, hands off to reverse flanker, coming around, goes 30, 35 up to the 37-yard line. Anthony Belton.
Well, he just created long enough, just the running quarterback. When they put him in the game back there, he's just trying to create some holes. He's doing a great job. And it looked like a little over-pursuit, which is what happens when you have some younger players in the game. They get a little bit eager path on the quarterback, and he cuts it back there and picks up quite a few yards.
Cade Brown made that tackle, a junior for Union. McNaughton back in there, quarterback, Laughlin Minnick. Handoff goes to Laughlin, goes near the 40-yard line, just pushed back by 3 Union Redskin tacklers who'll be just short of the first down. It'll be third down in the short yardage, or they're going to give him the first down. Nope, it is. He said he got to the 40, so first and 10 for Edmond.
Well, that looked like a train. They just ran right through the right side of that line of scrimmage and just ran an old ISO play. They led with the guard, and then the fullback led right up in the hole, and they got to the second layer there, and that was just deep enough to get that first down.
Bryce Halsey, senior linebacker, made the tackle there. It's first and down. Edmund working against the Union Reserve defensive team. Gets another first down at the 40-yard line. Takes the handoff. No, fakes the handoff. Now McDonough does the pitch out to the right side across the 40, the 44-yard line. Knocked out of bounds there by Trey Thompson, reserve linebacker for the Redskins. Doc Blevins.
We have a, this is an injury report. Braden Spicer's walking around with a bag of ice on the back of his heel. He has a bruised heel. He'll probably be okay. That's not like life-threatening, but he won't be back in tonight.
Thank you, Doc. Don't think they're going to need him tonight. Second down, 7 for the Huskies now from their own 43-yard line. McDonald takes the snap, hands off around the left side, and being pushed out of bounds close to midfield. Logan Laughlin, the ball carrier.
It's like going to spot him a yacht short.
Yep. So we third and short. Dalen Figures, 6'2", 180-pound junior, pushed him out of bounds. So the reserve's pretty much in for the Redskins now, as you might expect, with the third quarter running down to 1 minute left in the third quarter, and Union leading Edmond North 51-0.
Oh, it's lined up in the neutral zone here.
McLaughlin takes the snap, mid yard, getting it across the 50 and into Union territory and for a first down. Logan Laughlin, tackle again made by Dalen Figures. But it is a first down for the Huskies. They put together now 3 first downs in a row and move the football from their own 30-yard line to the Union 46.
That's their second first down in the series, so that's the first time I think tonight they've picked up 2 first downs in a consecutive order.
And Richard John says you're right, our super stat man. Van McDonald, 2 men in the backfield behind him, takes the snap. Hands to Laughlin. Laughlin goes on the right side, makes one tackle, but not another, and he's pushed back right to the line of scrimmage. Might have even lost a yard. Nathaniel Rafer, the linebacker, made the hit on the play.
Good pursuit there. That's the first time this group of defenders has done and met him up at the line of scrimmage. So good job there at tightening things up for the defensive side of this Union Redskins second team defense.
And that is the end of the third quarter here at Union Tuttle Stadium in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with the number 2-ranked Union Redskins looking to improve to 3-1 on the young season, leading Edmond North 51-0. You're listening to Union Redskins football in Tulsa on KRMG 102.3 740.